the change of times and everything. So I appreciate that. I know everybody's busy, so thank you. We're just going to move around a little bit. Sylvia, I'm going to let you for resolution 379, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $10,000 into the county light channel fiber networks Department of Informational Services. I'll take a motion and a second to get into discussion.
I'll make
the
motion.
Okay. Okay. All right. So discussion. Then I know you had some questions.
Yeah, I was just curious as to it's a 2-year contract. I did hear yesterday that he's trying to be ends up with something happening with us, but I'm just curious as to what's entailed. It seems like quite a huge investment. If we renew the contract with the same vendor for multiple years and hasn't been up to date again, so I'm just questioning.
Mm-hmm. So the contract is for network services. So what that means is the connection within the county connects building to building to building for that one building to have so the center of so that's the service that it is. The contract is an 18-month contract. It's really a strong contract. And the reason we extended it for the additional 18 months is because the other one is trying to try to end at the same time that both these or in contract ends. That we could go out together and do an RFP with the owners in the center by ourselves. We don't have a lot of crowd. So we did this the year before last. We did a joint RFP with both these and the school district for income assets. Similar to the situation with the external one that and a huge savings. So it really paid for us to leverage the buying power of both communities.
We couldn't do the internal at the same time you were doing the connection to the external?
No. They were two different contracts.
No, I understand. But I just, excuse me? Okay. And they only did them every couple of years at that one.
I right.
It was new for us to join the
and they're typically 3-year contracts that both you have the funding advance rate that they do multiple years. And this network themselves in the nature of how they're integrated into your building, not something that you want to be changing on an annual basis. A lot of infrastructure that gets put into a building rather than switch it over to technical jargon, but there's a lot of equipment that gets into a building that would have to be pulled out and put back in with a new vendor. Mm-hmm. So
now with all the different changes, you know, some of that technology is not as current. Is that my understanding?
Okay, but we're
basically tied into the vendor that we have because we're using their equipment.
We're not completely tied, but there's an investment in moving. So that gives the ability to get certain vendors and vendors to do better.
And did we negotiate a better price on this one?
I think that's the New York State contract price, and we did talk to the vendor and we gave a price below New York State contract. So we're saving $6,000 a month over the year for that contract price.
Are they aware we're potentially? And I saw that we had a couple of people that we were paying for, and or a couple of sites that we were paying for, and now we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me
Yeah, the two that we're discontinuing are Flatbush Avenue, right, which is the health department.
Okay.
And the second one was in Fire and Garrison Drive.
Yes, sir, please.
So, we have been providing them with a project to use the law enforcement assistance that we have here. And now they're able to put it up on the city's network. So they don't really need our hookup to that anymore, so we just continue that.
My question, I don't know.
Anybody else? Okay, if none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, Sylvia, thank you for signing that in the room. Okay. All right.
And there's one other additional information with the means there that she sent all this support there. Just breaking out the cost by 10 every year. We want to get some more people to have 10 a year.
Okay. So that change in the resolution.
No, how much is it this year?
Thank
you. You're
welcome. 363, authorizing chairman of the county legislature. This is the agreement with Ben Sal Medical. This is the 4633 or whatever. 4366. Okay. The question was, thank you. Motion, and then a second just for discussion.
Okay.
The question is, of the 436613, is that the entire amount owed? Is that just the agreement? How much is owed? I guess that we kind of want to know how much should have been paid.
What transpired here? What's really clear? Well, I can make your eyes glaze over with a lot of sections of tax law and not the profit
situation. Okay, so much fun.
Let's go.
I haven't had any sleep in a while.
From 2003, the IDA and the medical corporations entered into a pilot. And I'm not patronizing you, I don't know how many people know this, but only an IDA or an inspecting unit can enter into a pilot. The county can't. So the city is involved also. 2003, the county did consent to this pilot because it deviates. Well, it deviates from the normal prorated numbers that you, I'm sure you've seen this before, a resolution comes before you and you consent to it. The city of Kingston had various different duties in the assessor's office throughout the term of this pilot. And what complicated it was some of the pilot was for property that was not for profit, and others that were for profit. That made a difference as how the assessor reflected and how the product worked. Bills were sent by the city of Kingston to the entities, and they gave the bill. It became clear to the city of Kingston in 2013-14 that there was some discrepancy about how the billing was being done. So the city of Kingston Corporation Council, in April of this year, commenced a lawsuit very simply by filing a summons with notice. No complaint, just a summons with notice. And when you file that with the clerk of the court and you serve it on the defendants or the respondents, that gives them time to request a complaint. And that was simply a mechanism to open up this matter and to talk about it, but more importantly, it was to stop the statute of limitations from tolling so that we had no recourse. So it only means that in a contract situation, you can only go back 6 years, all right? So the Corporation Council did the right thing. We filed it, stopped the statute, so that we could go back at least 6 years. The longer we waited, the less amount of time that we would have to go back. Mm-hmm. We entered into discussions at that point because there was discrepancies about some of the bills that the entities believed had been overpaid, and there were some that we, the city, thought were underpaid, okay? So they started to enter into settlement discussions. We are not part of the lawsuit. We are not a plaintiff, we are not a defendant. But we do benefit from the taxes as well as the school district. They're not a part of it either, because they're really not part of the pilot agreement. They have to consent to it as a result of the type of pilot agreement. So they did a calculation, the city did, with the Health Alliance and what's now the center in interest in this, which they call BML, which is Benedictine Retail. And they did an assessment, and they came up with numbers. And they came up with numbers that, in essence, determined that they both agreed that had everyone billed correctly, and with all of the bills that went back all the way to 2003, and by the way, they started correctly billing this in 2013, right? So it would come to about $138,000. But then they went the next step, and the next step was, how much of that was in the six-year statute of limitation area? And they came up with a number of $70,000. But then they got into the issue of whether or not either side was going to be successful in proving the 70,000. We say 70, they say no, maybe not, okay, because there were issues in the case. So they came to a figure of $40,594,000. And that was 60% of this issue here, the 138. And how did they distribute it between the city and the county and the school district? What they did was they took the rate, the equalization rate that was prorated, if it was a pilot agreement and it was a standard pilot agreement, where you prorate based on the equalization rate. And so they came up with the school district, $20,507.23, the city, $15,545.84, and then the county, $4,310.01. So that's how they broke it down.
So it was 60% of the original 138.
Right. Now, Clint's been working on this, so I'm here kind of hunting, but I pulled out the file and read it and saw where we were at.
Well, we just wanted to know, because, you know, we're listing this as revenue, but it's, you know, we've actually lost. So we were just trying to sort it out and figure it out.
I don't think you actually lost, because they actually paid the tax bills. I had send me over a list.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax bills were paid throughout the years. The assessor billed them and they paid them. So there were tax bills.
It was just a difference because it was treated differently.
Well, it had to do with the part of the building that was a hospital.
Okay. So what was profit and what was
profit? And it changed every year. This entire thing is really complicated. The assessor would have to go in every year and look at that portion of it that was used for the hospital, because that was the portion that was subject to the pilot. And every year it might change, the area might change, and there were areas in the structure itself with property that really was not part of the pilot. So it got complicated in that respect. But the assessor was doing the job that she was supposed to be doing for the city. So that's how it got complicated throughout the years. This got picked up by the county and
in the idea for the transfer of the pilot to the new owners, right?
I'm not sure that was when it got picked up. I think that was part of it, but there was a point when the county started looking at some of his pilot agreements that the IDA had, mm-hmm. because there were some issues before, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the Commissioner of Finance started looking at them, which triggered the City of Kingston to start looking at theirs, because this is an essence their pilot agreement. It's mm-hmm. not ours. We just benefit from it.
Right.
If you want to call it benefit, okay? We're a part of it. I mean, mm-hmm. We have an interest in it. So I think that's part of what happened, too. They started looking at the pilot agreement to see whether or not there were any issues that needed to be resolved.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions? Sir?
When does that pilot expire? Just one general question, not necessarily pertaining to this, just understanding. If the city chooses to act on a pilot application, is there a process for the county to be involved in this, or do we just go with whatever they decide?
We're not an assessing unit, so we can't, unless it deviates from the statute, which gives you a specific way as to do a pilot agreement, okay? And how much percent you would reduce the taxes by over a certain amount of years. If you deviate from the statute, the only recourse the county has is to consent or not consent, right? And you've probably seen the resolutions where they're asking you, why are they asking us to consent?
No, I understand that. So if they're doing a standard five of 10 years or 15 or whatever it is, the city can grant that without any involvement from the census.
If you want to challenge it, you have to go to court to challenge it. Okay.
But is that a process, a normal review and approval?
Do they have to come to you to get your approval? No.
Is there any county entity that they come to for review and comment?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I've never seen them come to the county for a review unless they need a consent. The municipality has the authority to do it. It's their jurisdiction, so they do it. Some may do it as, you know, courtesy or for feedback, but if you're not happy with it, there's always an Article 78. You know.
I understand that.
Any other questions?
But this is a city decision.
This is an IDA one. This one is an IDA one. This is the city doing the assessing. The assessing unit is the city.
If the county can impose a pilot on a municipality,
As we know. We just got a complaint
from the
plaintiffs
yesterday.
Is that available? Yes,
about this
stick.
You want it?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's vote on this first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. I'll make sure I make a comment for you.
That'd be great.
All right. It's huge. I'm serious.
Well, that's
you're going to have to get a neighbor at this point.
Okay. Resolution 380, approving the execution of contract. This is the County Westchester Community Opportunity Program, Inc., employment training. I think it said other.
Oh, thank you. Very low income people, 50% of poverty, and/or people of low income from 18 to 24 years old to try to develop job skills and put them on a career path. You know, get technical certificates, you know, CNAs, you know, data entry clerks, that kind of thing, and achieve employment. We basically get revenue based on the people that we get into this program that reach that group of milestones.
So we pay it out and then we get reimbursed, is that how?
Yeah, but
we serve these people anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, can I screw up and show you on the motion in a second for discussion? Okay. Chris usually kicks me out with the block to kick. Okay, thank you. Okay, any other discussion? Sorry about that, I apologize. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And Dan? Oh, yeah, sure.
Where is this comprehensive economic development? But I wanted to expect I had this number to call some of our legislators. The legislature took policy that the administration was re-implementing the policy of the legislature. Back in 2009, the legislature adopted basically the passage of our economic development strategy. If you want to speak down here, we'll do this. And we believe that, you know, we're implementing that plan through our activity. And again, that's, you know, so I wanted to make sure you had those documents, and, you know, if you wanted to work with us to, you know, update these documents in any way, we're happy to work with you to do that. But again, you know, one of the major goals of the established in this policy that the legislature was developing a comprehensive marketing strategy. That's called the contract, the sponsoring that contract too. So, you know, it's one of the really defined goals of the contract. And, you know, again, I know there's a lot of miscommunication. I know that, you know, that there's a lot of conversation about the activities of the LEC, what's going on. And we know that the chair and vice chair of this committee are on there and, you know, thought you were reporting back or whatever. But again, if you want to, you know, have meetings with the administration, with your planning or whatever, talk about those. And we're happy to accommodate you in any way that you might.
Okay.
But the fact that it was done in 09 and things changed economically, and I guess my question is, which is what I assume this focus media was, another look, see, is this still valid? Are we still looking at attracting industries that we believe would be viable in our community, et cetera? And if that was all behind the focus media team, not being at any presentation, which was why we requested.
We're not setting new economic development policy.
I would like to just say, look, in the planning profession, whatever subdiscipline you take, plans are not stagnant items. They're continually reviewed and updated. And they should be certainly in a five-year increment, it warrants a review and a relook. Preferably on something like economic development, as Lynn has said, there's been such change and some dramatic shifts going on that before, you know, we're rushing to any kind of implementation, I, for one, sitting on this committee, would like to see a presentation of what are we looking at now in terms of our plan, and do we still agree, and should there be any shifts to it?
Well, again, it's your policy. Here it is.
I'd like to request a presentation to this committee by Dennis, by Suzanne, by yourself, whoever is appropriate, a full presentation on what is at this point the county's accepted economic development strategy, and have a discussion whether or not we believe any of it needs massage or tweaking to accommodate for our current conditions.
I'm happy to accommodate that. I'll work with staff to do that. And it's my understanding that we have a means of that to meet with Suzanne and the public community on Tuesday. That means they're coming as well to lay out.
That's
the
starting
at
5 o'clock.
What the marketing plan is.
Right, that's the implementation.
Right.
But we didn't have a discussion through this economic, this is the Economic Development Committee, this is the Economic Development Plan. It really needs to be here.
Again, we're implementing the plan. You would like to review
it? Implementing what we haven't reviewed.
Well, you've adopted it.
If I may, and this goes back to what I started to say, I don't want it to be contentious, but what I do want to say is that in 09, when you set a plan, it was on the heels of, you know, a lot of shifts and changes in the economy, and any time you're looking at how you're attracting businesses, you know, whether it is to a corporate entity or into an area, you're constantly evaluating the shifts and change, the ebbs and flows in the economic environment. So all I'm saying is that, you know, you do have a framework, but what is behind that with regard to the shifts and changes in the environment, has it forced us to look at a different direction, maybe that's what the focus media piece was all about, and that's maybe what's behind it. But I don't know that. We haven't talked about that.
The focus media is not about changing that kind of thing. It's about the marketing piece of this plan.
Okay, so which means this plan hasn't been looked at since 09.
That's
what we're asking.
Yeah, the plan has gone through constant implementation since this is option, and it was a fairly unique site. It was done through a collaborative community approach. And as such, we brought together community leaders, we brought together business people, elected officials, agency heads, and we met for 3 days to essentially say, what's the vision?
Mm-hmm.
And out of that vision, what are the major areas
mm-hmm.
That we need to focus on? Out of those major areas, what are the strategies? And those teams have continued to work. So when you look at this, I mean, there are 4 major areas in the plan that are talked about. And out of those 4 areas, there are 12 strategies. Out of the 12 strategies, there are a list of potential action items that have been worked on. I mean, some of the examples I would give you would be the county shovel ready program, the county's ready to go program. One of the things that we talked about in the plan was a redesign of the service network that resulted in essentially UCDC being taken inside the county because of the difficulties in terms of trying to manage it outside the county structure. We talked about streamlining the development processes, and part of that is we've now implemented a county planning department level. We implement gateway meetings with all the major developers. We actually bring all the other agencies in, all the county agencies, state agencies when they will attend. We bring in the heads of the municipal planning boards, the heads of the county planning board, representative of the county planning board. We meet with those projects. Examples I would give you would be the Brewer Hawk expansion in the SOFAS, Walmart, the work on the casino work, to try to put some certainty in every timeline on this. And we do probably 1 or 2 of these a month. And that's now been picked up by some of the other counties. Dutchess County is looking to copy us. Orange County just copied our ready-to-go program. So, I mean, there's been implementation of this on a regular basis. I mean, and just outside of this, the more normal land use stuff that you see, you also have the county's continued applications with respect to its housing program. The legislature every year talks about its housing programs. We also have consolidated funding applications that the county executive supports and how we arrive at those businesses. We have a Main Street program. We work with the Development Corporation before it was taken inside to get funding through the USDA for loan applications funding. We look at a revolving loan program. All of this is ongoing on a regular basis. Even outside of those activities, think about quality of life activities, the Healthy Ulster program that's out here. That's a component not specifically mentioned in the plan, but certainly as part of the quality of life strategy. It becomes part of the plan. So the plan wasn't designed here. You talk about the ability to essentially redo the plan, recognizing resources that we had available. One of the things that we did is we said we want this plan to be flexible enough to be responsive to changing priorities and changing resources that were available. So when you look at the potential action steps, you can sort of pick and choose. So there's a list of potential action steps, and the agencies and the leads are basically saying, we'd like to do this. The business retention programs are out there, the business award programs that come out from the Chamber of Commerce. All these lead agencies are participatory in this process. It essentially coalesced what was a loose network of cooperation into one that's much more collaborative. And since the county executive's participation in election and moving the county executive form of government, we've been much more effective in essentially being able to do that.
Maybe the
next step
goes
ahead. I was involved in part of that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any affiliation with county government at the time. And I remember that the general categories were good, but there wasn't very much specificity. It was a good effort to bring together people who were out doing things on their own and say, let's work under one umbrella. And it is it's a good effort, and I highly recommend it. It was very good to see it happen, bringing UCDC in-house and putting it under economic development. The pieces that were put together then were probably the best you could do given the large number of constituencies that were included under that umbrella at the time that it was being done. and each little constituency had their own sphere of what they could influence and how they could do it. The difference between that and where we are now, the way I see it, is the county itself is now one of the constituencies among many who's saying, we have things we're going to do, and we'd like for all of you to continue to work with us in coordination. Within the county component of what are we doing staffing-wise, where are we allocating our time, how much resources is this piece of the puzzle allocating toward the promotion of economic development, and also the very fact, again, this is the Economic Development Committee, how many people sitting around this table were involved in preparing that 2009 plan. You got out the starting point where that plan and what it does, there's two pieces to it. There's the piece of what is that overall plan that attempted to gel everyone together. How strong is that adhesive at this point? Obviously, there's a lot of momentum. The time was put together. Is everyone still pulling in the same direction and doing the same thing? And is the same thing still appropriate from the macro perspective? And then the specific perspective of what is this county government doing? This is the policy entity here. What is Ulster County government doing in the way of our policy, in the way we're trying to bring about economic development as our, I guess, self-designated with some support from others as sort of lead agency in doing it. Are we reactive to what's coming in, or are we going out proactively and attempting to do our very best to put our resources into areas that are most likely to bring about jobs and development coming in, or do we want to really focus and say we can't do that effectively. We don't see a lot of industries coming in. We want to see the expansion of what we got here. How do we do it? There's research that needs to go into that. Very clear kinds of research and the implementation steps to go into it. And with all due respect, the development of a new logo and projects like that for PR, even though it may be part of the implementation thing, let's brand everybody under one logo, I kind of like the Ulster County logo. We don't need to spend $10,000 or more to have an ad agency create some new logo for us. I don't believe that if you put a nicer logo on the table, a business is going to say, I want to move my business here because I like that logo. I think it's far more a matter of strategically thinking things through and getting all of us on the same page with strategic planning and having agreement for our role in the process.
But clearly, the development of a marketing strategy is something that is called for in the plan. I mean, the best way that I can put this is, I think, one of the participants of the planning process, and certainly over time, one of the things that I've come to realize is the best test, even if it's about Ulster County, or probably see this, we shouldn't keep. And I think what ends up happening with regard to that is trying to look at a communication strategy. You're looking at the logo as a be-all, end-all. It's the start of a communication strategy that starts to say how we brand Ulster County and how we move it forward. That's a recommendation. The plan is clearly a recommendation. And every economic development plan that I've talked about is trying to communicate your strengths and make sure that the people are aware of what you have.
Well, let me just stop you there. You got to know in marketing, marketing 101, is you got to know who you are marketing to.
That looks at the industry clusters. So the industry clusters.
You got the, yeah, you got seven industry clusters to include everything we got here.
But there's focus on those industry clusters in terms of what we got here, particularly the creative economy. And certainly from the county executive standpoint, one of the things that we focused on is the tourism economy. Look at the efforts that have been put into tourism with respect to trying to look at how to grow the tourism economy, both in terms of investment in the tourism office, but also in terms of investment in projects that will grow tourism themselves.
Tourism is a totally different category because what you're looking at
the focus areas here.
It's a totally different approach because you're bringing But you basically, and marketing to tourism is a different animal than marketing for economic development. And what I'm seeing is that the tourism marketing approach is what's being proposed for market development as well. It's not the same thing. In tourism, you want to get all those secrets out. You want to get all those great things to do and what a wonderful area it is and everything else out, because you want people to come here and visit. And they come here and they say, yes, it's wonderful and everything else. People don't make business decisions in quite the same way, choosing where to locate facilities.
I don't want to continue to belabor this, but I think the idea is we can have an argument about or disagree about what a communication strategy looks like. That's people basically saying, I like certain kinds of things and you like certain kinds of things. But the fact that there's a need for a communication strategy, and that's what the contract is about, essentially a marketing and communication strategy.
It's about what that,
hold on. A long discussion about that. I think we do have a need for a communication strategy.
Yep.
And so then it becomes the fact that if we look at how that communication strategy is developed, there are two members of this committee that sit on the UCEDA board. They're participatory in that discussion, and they can report back to this committee. We're certainly willing to do that, but I don't think we can say we disagree with the communication strategy when we haven't seen it and it hasn't been fully developed.
The only exposure we have is being able to reduce scope of services at this point. There's been no presentation to us, yet we've been asked to fund it.
But that's typical. You know that. I mean, you know that you really, if you don't know, I mean, we're not building widgets here. We're building a communication strategy that takes a look at the assets of Ulster County and decides which of those assets make the most sense and which of the industry clusters make the most sense and how we look at our leads. One of the things that we did, for example, on the Shovel Ready program, the Ready to Go program, when we started to look and say, how are we going to design a Ready to Go program? We went back and said, what are the leads that UCEDA have? How do they relate to what sites that we have available? And then how do we make those sites, how do we pre-approve those sites so that when those leads come in, we have a place to put them? And the answer was anything between 40 and 100,000 square feet seemed to make the most sense. That's where all the leads were coming in from. And when we looked at those, we started to say, well, they need water, they need sewer, they need close access to water and sewer. And that's how we started to develop and move towards doing a ready-to-go program. That's similar to what's going to happen in a communication strategy. They're going to look at what are they seeing, what are other people seeing, how does it relate to what the professionals are saying to them in terms of developing the communication strategy. And then it's data-driven. What's our unemployment rate? What's our workforce? What are the sites that we have available? What's our market area? There's certain, if anybody's heard the term of psychometrics, there's certain psychometrics that come out with respect to who's visiting Ulster County and why they visit Ulster County. And a lot of visitors that come in Ulster County, if you look at some of our homegrown businesses in Ulster County, you may be one of them, they got here because they visited. And all of a sudden they decided to stay. So looking at how do we capture those kinds of things, we met with an individual the other day that is interested in Ulster County because of its quality of life and because of its workforce, and that workforce relates to some of the massage techniques that are here and take a look at any chronogram. I really think that you need to give the agency that's developing this time and trust their expertise with regard to this. One of the things that as you got on the elevator today, you'll see another example with respect to the tourism promotion work that we're doing. We continue to update that tourism. We started with this in terms of Ulster Alive. We created the website for Ulster Alive. We looked at how successful that was. We tried some advertising in direct advertising, paper advertising in some ways. Wasn't that successful. We've morphed and took a look at what we could get of radio ads. We looked at the Google Analytics that came back from that. We were very successful in morphing that approach of that. But you made the attempt to essentially say that we're not just going to be some state old website. We've changed the way our guidebook works. Or if you look at the guidebook, it now divides the county into specific geographic areas. There was a significant amount of discussion in terms of why to do that with the properties, the tourism properties that were involved. You got to give us a chance to essentially develop the strategy before we condemn the strategy from the start. I mean, I appreciate that. You may not have a lot to do with that.
We're not going on forever here.
Yeah. This is what, but then let's have,
No, then let's have
why are we on a committee then? Why do we spend time coming to a committee? I learned more in the last 10, 15
minutes. Then we'll have a meeting where Dennis comes in and does something as opposed to just sitting firing.
This meeting I don't mean to be disrespectful.
But you'll be anyway.
No, I'm not. I really am.
Okay, because what I keep hearing is from Focus Media, everybody got a copy of the PowerPoint. That's exactly what we presented at the college. But yet everybody walks not yet. Okay. I'll finish first.
You finish then.
We had a PowerPoint. You got a copy of the PowerPoint. But I haven't heard one person say, well, as part of that PowerPoint, I'm concerned why on page 2, the second frame says this. So you had that, but all I hear is, well, there's this Focus Media, and I don't know what they do. You got a copy of the PowerPoint.
May I? No?
In that tone, yeah. Go ahead.
No, really, may.
Well, no. I mean, come on. You know, you ask for something, you get the PowerPoint.
We
I haven't heard
that. We have the presentation.
Yes.
Here.
Okay. And we
were invited to a presentation at the college.
I don't know who put that invite out. Okay. I was there, and Jim Maloney was there.
Presentation months after it occurred, because it started to get talked about. And we asked, what was this? And you and Jim said, oh, well, we went to that. None of us were invited to it. None of us knew about it. We finally got the document months afterwards. They were supposed to come and present, but we were rushed, and they weren't able to come, and we were going to get rescheduled. So to say, you were supposed to read it and then ask questions. It's disingenuous.
Not at all. Because that's part of the conversation Kent's having right now. He's asking questions about this Focus Media, and Ken disagrees with the process, if for sake of a better word. But yet, then give, you know, it's easy to argue what you don't like. Then tell me what you want.
I've been asking since I got to this committee, really, is can we have a presentation on direction? Have Susan come. Whoever is setting a direction for economic development, can we get an overview? Can we understand where it's headed? Can we talk about the specific clusters? All we're asking for is for information.
And I understand that. And
otherwise, what is the committee?
And I understand that, Paul. I understand. I know you have. Okay? You were going to make certain meetings, so we canceled some things so you could be there. That will happen in November. But part of the PowerPoint is what Focus Media presented.
Correct.
Okay? So, this is my thought process. Mm-hmm. Disagree all day long if you want.
Okay.
I read it and I say, why is Focus Media presenting this? As part of economic development, I don't understand why they would do this. So what I don't hear is, as part of having a copy of that PowerPoint, the concerns that the PowerPoint give you, because you don't like what's being done in the PowerPoint.
I'm saying, okay. I'm not even disagreeing with the PowerPoint. What I'm saying is, I see a couple of pages with bullets on it. I have nothing of content behind that I'm waiting for Focus Media to come and walk us through and give us what is not in a presentation. A presentation doesn't include the process, how they went about it, what they did, how they collected the data, what conclusions they drew, and why these are the areas of focus. That's a dot. That's an understanding.
I also think that was part of the PowerPoint.
Well, I honestly believe that everybody around the table wants to start with this.
I
respect that everyone has a different position. We're just having a communication problem.
We are.
And I know that Focus Media, our intention is to have them at the Ways and Means session, which is on Tuesday. Again, there was a lot of work that went into the development of the marketing strategy that we're working on right now. Community meetings, we had the SWAT sessions with business leaders from around the county. There's a lot of work going into that. Again, you just haven't been informed on what's going on. If I could help correct that, I'd like to do that. Tell us what you're doing. Here is your policy. We're working with this policy right now. We think we're doing a good job with it. If you think it's time to review that policy and make change, Let us know what you need for help.
And that's what we were just starting to talk about before. And from my point of view, and you know, others may feel differently, from my point of view, before you jump in and you spend $150,000 on the implementation, you first have common ground to make sure that we're all on the same page as to what it is we're trying to accomplish through implementing with a $150,000 project like this. And so if we can get the presentation of where is the county now in terms of the current plan that's there, what the basic makeup is of that plan and how we got there, a discussion of whether that plan is still current and how we're going to go about it, and then review the tactics to see if they're still current given the makeup of what's around, and then go from there. And if it makes sense to continue on the same track, let's re-embrace the plan and say, okay, we've looked at it in 2014, we validated it, and now let's continue with it. I mean, after all, we're in the role in this committee to oversee economic development.
Can I bring Chris in? Because he's
if Ken had been kind enough to sort of bring this up, you know, we'd probably be all home right now, so I appreciate the opportunity. And I'm not feeling well. I mean, with allergies, and I've been kind of tired. There's other people in the room, I'm sure, that have long days. So, you know, in honor of, like, Boss's Day, everybody, we represent 184,000 residents of Ulster County. They're our bosses, so us putting in the extra time to have this discussion, I think, is good, and that's what we're elected for, and it's honored in honor of that. When I was running my campaign, I did a research, like a Bing Google search on the internet, how to bring businesses to small towns. And this follows the template. There's usually like 10-step programs, the SWOT analysis, strength, weakness, asset, threats.
Yeah.
It's standard procedure. This, to be quite honest with you, looks more detail-oriented than the stuff that I found on the internet. The questions I had, like in regards to what Sean and Brady was bringing up, I was scanning over this while everybody was talking a little bit. I have a question of Dennis and Ken, is that on A2, so just collaborative community engagement stakeholder group, what is that considered in this program?
We actually put together about 70 individuals that spent 3 days in meetings that went through what the vision for economic development was for the county, what their, once the vision was established, what their recommendations were for implementation, and they did it in a team approach. And once the teams began to be, what were the specific kinds of things that they thought would be? So when you look at this, it's broke up into four big areas. As I said before, out of those four areas, there are 12 major strategies. Out of the 12 major strategies, there's a whole host of potential action items within those. And so the teams have continued to work, particularly the Ulster County Development Corporation, and when Mark came in, the Office of Business Services, and now Suzanne Holt at the Office of Economic Development, to implement those strategies, to redefine the service network, to essentially look at how we did planning approvals at the community level. We actually did a seminar on streamlining planning approvals at the local level. But I want to go back and Ken and just kind of address a little bit the difference between the overall strategy, which is an element of a comprehensive plan, and a marketing strategy, which is implementation of an element of the comprehensive plan. And I think it's one thing to say that we have some disagreements with respect to the marketing strategy, but my sense would be is that if we went around the table and we said, do you think we should do a marketing strategy as part of our economic development policy? The answer would be yes.
Of course.
So then the only question we're really raising is how to implement that strategy. And the lead agencies in here are essentially the Development Corporation and others. The Development Corporation went about this by essentially going out into the market and saying, what's best about Ulster County? What do you think about best about? They did the focus groups. They did the stakeholder interviews. They did the grunt work to get to where they started to develop the strategy. So the community's involvement, perhaps are as stakeholders, but certainly not as drivers of what that strategy looks like. And that's my concern would be that the committee would consider itself a driver of what that strategy looks like. Stakeholders, yes, a driver of the strategy, perhaps not. And that's my question, is do you see yourself as drivers of that strategy or stakeholders within it?
So, like, I have some more comments to add. So basically, I've looked through this. I mean, not with a fine-tooth comb, but I'm looking through a lot of the points, and I see some great stuff in here, but I see something that's lacking, and it's more participation on a micro level from local municipality leaders. I see in some of these strategy areas, you know, it's in there like Strategy 5 is the first one where it mentions lead responsibility, Ulster County municipalities.
Yes, yeah, strategy to do with land use issues.
Strategy 6, subpoint, second subsection point 4 and 1, identify potential grant and other funding that can be leveraged to support new local municipal planning capacity, complete an inventory of candidate shovel-ready sites. Now, the appointment that I got up for my community area, it's actually in Mary's district, but he's on the strip in Sarvies. That's we were all supportive of him, the three Sarvies legislators. He owns a business on Old Kings Highway. He brought it up at the last IDA meeting where they were discussing the potential for a business to come in on the town of Sarvies side and one to come in further south on the town of Ulster side. That $1 million was put for the Sarvies side more north for shovel-ready projects to bring in water and sewer. We have the National Guard base comes in there, which is federal government, so they're not paying taxes, doesn't really bring in direct jobs per se. Okay, so he was saying it's ridiculous because it's not shovel ready. We don't have natural gas access on the majority of the highway. The link up to natural gas is like way down on the line, like more in the residential area, like 4 miles from where the prime quote unquote shovel ready sites are supposed to be. So like this county legislator, long before I decided I was going to run for county legislature, put up $1 million bond. Hector talked about it in caucus when he was running to be the chairman of the legislature. And, you know, nothing has come out of that. And Lynn brings up a comprehensive proposal about broadband expansion. You can't get broadband on that highway either. So these are two major detractors from following through and having shovel ready, like the rubber meeting the road, and have businesses actually come in there. And we're talking about one of the prime spots for development in all of Ulster County. You have access to the New York State Thruway that's like right there. I mean, there was major industry there before. So we have these major detractors, and I just think that, you know, if there's mention in 4 of the 12 or 13, because it's broken up, strategy 12 is broken up into a couple subsection areas, so if you want to say 12 or 13 strategies, and you're only having participation from Ulster County municipalities and like 4 or 5 of those strategies, I think that are listed as lead responsibility. I think there needs to be some, the participation from this committee and this legislature should be, let's get them involved, because what I agree with Legislator Wisnick about is that let's not market it as a macro policy, come to Ulster County. No, businesses don't come to Ulster County. They come to Sarvies. They come to the town of Ulster. They come to Kerhonston, to Woolworthing, to put up a casino. They're not coming. They're trying to put a water plant, production plant, the town of Ulster. They don't come to Ulster County. They come to local municipalities. So what this is missing the nuanced base of having, there should be a representative from every town board, every village board, every planning board, and every economic development committee that's with each community that has one. That's what should be part of it to make it work.
Just so you know that where municipalities have essentially, if you look at this, I want you to think a little bit about this, where their strengths are is in municipal land use regulation. When you look at their ability essentially to do attractions, the strengths are at the county level. So that's the one thing. The other thing that's in there is infrastructure investment. So where their strengths are is infrastructure investment, which is why the county began to help municipalities protect some of their infrastructure investment. We have worked with municipalities to try to streamline their land use approval process. Sometimes you can lead the horse to water, it just doesn't
particularly care to do that. So where we have been successful in working with municipalities is in Sardis, is in the town of Ulster, is in Worcester. Where we haven't been so successful is working in New Paltz. We haven't been that successful in working in New Paltz and trying to streamline the development process.
There's a question of whether New Paltz wants you to.
That's doing pretty well.
I think what Chris is saying is that this should be municipal driven,
right?
And Saugerties wants help.
Wow.
And if you have shovel ready sites and they're not attractive because they don't have the infrastructure, the broadband and or the gas lines, whatever it might be, for a site that would otherwise be really attractive, then that should be part of the county's plan, whatever jurisdiction it is that has to actually get that in the ground. Now, I want to get back to, you raised a very interesting question before, and I think it's really good to advance the conversation. You asked, is this committee a driver, or is it a participant or a stakeholder in the plan and the tactics to go into it?
I just want to clarify when I said I was making a distinction between the two. There is an overall economic development plan that's adopted by the legislature. Clearly, the committee is the driver there. But in terms of the implementation, as it relates to a communications plan, do you consider yourself a driver or a participant?
Well, the implementation. Well, let's put them that way. I think that's a very, very good discussion. I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I don't think there's a sweeping answer to that. Depends on the specific piece. And let me say what I mean. There's a role that the county's playing in this that's separate from all the other participants. And in the county's role in trying to bring about this plan, there's a certain type of money that can be utilized to advance. And within that type of money, you say, how is that best deployed with the end result potentially being the greatest amount of economic investment, preferably the type that brings a lot of jobs to it. And that could be spent in many different ways. But the driver part of it, I think, should be, is that money focused primarily on getting new industrial development into the area, because that has the highest economic benefit when you get industrial jobs into an area by any stretch. The spinover, everything about it is the highest premium impact when you get industrial development jobs, but the hardest to get and the hardest to figure out which companies are the ones that might be there. But you say, take our resources, let's hone them in, try to get that prize at the end of it, because we don't have that much money, let's have spread out over everything and try to get that prize. Or you say, let's work on business expansion and try to get businesses in here. And then you look at, to what extent can you really get businesses to expand, and what businesses would that be? Or we just say, any business that wants to do anything, we're going to give you a tax credit, we can do this, that, and the other thing. And they may be doing that regardless of whether we participated or not. You know, what would be the criteria? Or you could be looking at and say, what can we do creatively? For example, you mentioned, and it's very, very right, I had a similar experience when I was in this kind of work, tourists leading toward job creation and businesses coming here. There's a way to harvest that, not just leave it to chance. Do we want to put resources into doing that? And how do you harvest that? You take advantage of tourists that are already here through a voluntary effort and do focus groups with the tourists, ask them what they would do to try to attract more business here, or even better, as has been done elsewhere very successfully, is you choose leaders in businesses that you would really like to have here, that aren't here, that maybe have some prospect, and you pay for them to come to a retreat at Mohonk, maybe in cooperation with them, get some special deal, give them a vacation. The only requirement is you want to spend an hour with them to get the very best thinking on what they would do to try to help if they're going to give you advice to try to help and grow industry in this area, given our resources, what would they suggest? Now, I can tell you when that's been done elsewhere, it's resulted in some phenomenal suggestions and creation of new businesses and other things, and then some of these people got so enthused and involved, they became advocates for the area and asked, you know, wanted to be involved even more and got connected, and you had resources in different industries. You can call and ask questions to them and do things. But you can't take the very limited amount of money that we have and say we're going to do everything for everybody. And that's where the marketing part comes in, and that's where I think it needs some review, and that's where I think it needs some policy direction. And that's where I think this committee can play a role to say, of the county's involvement in this narrow area of marketing to help grow our economy, what is the best area to put our resources and why? Tell us what bang for the buck we would do if we go after the new industry. How much would we spend? What are the odds of success? What are the options? If we want to go for expansion, how do we do that? If we want to go into creative programs, how do we do that? Don't come back and talk to me about putting ads in industrial solicitation magazines, because that is a total 100% complete waste of money, and that's what we heard at the last meeting.
Well, the only thing I can say is that developing a marketing plan is certainly something that not only in terms of attracting new businesses, but also making sure that existing businesses stay and are able to expand. One of the things that we did talk about and are looking at, and I think it's very important, is that most of the economic development specialists that I work with believe that retention and expansion of existing businesses is the best place to put your economic development.
Maybe it should be.
And they talk about that because they're already here. You don't want to lose them. And it's
Retention.
Yeah.
Retention, yeah, is the
game.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get new jobs,
it is
to keep open.
And if I may, I am sure that there's probably answers to a lot of the questions and a lot of things that you've pointed out, but what this highlights for me as the new person who has spent some time trying to come up to speed is there's communication that should be occurring on a regular basis with this committee. You are knee-deep, and so is Suzanne and everyone, knee-deep in doing the job, and part of that has to be, as stakeholders, are your stakeholders aware? Not just when a resolution comes across, but are we updated on a regular basis of directionally where you're going, what are the initiatives, what have we learned, what directions are we shifting as a result? This is the step, I think you said it best, we're all here to advance economic development in this county.
Yeah. I work with, I have the blessing of working with 14 of our departments in the county and working with various committees that oversee those departments. And every committee is a little different, and committee chairs want a different thing, and the members of the committee want something different. Like, for example, with the Environment and Energy Committee, we've started a process where the chair and I meet on a regular basis with other interested members of the committee, offline from the committee meeting, because, again, this is not the format to talk about, the new ideas, things we're working on, what are your thoughts on this. But I've been doing that with a couple of different committees, and I, again, here's what's coming next. What do you think of this? And I've been doing a lot of that, and I'm happy to do that. Again, tell me what you want, and I'll accommodate it. And again, the problem is, the 7:30 at night, I've been here since 7:30 this morning, and same yesterday and the day before. You have to fit it into our schedules, and I'm happy to accommodate, work with members of the community in any way. Again, there's a lot of good work going on, and I find it striking that when some of the committees is like, wow, I didn't know how good we were at that. And that makes me proud. I'm glad that it helps the members of the community become advocates for the county and all the work that we're doing and more buy into it. So tell me what you need and let's make it work.
I'd like for us to be educated on the current strategies, tactics that are in play, and I'd like to have a discussion, review of the ways that are currently being looked at to to accomplish the goals that are in the plan, and showing that how strategies that we can use, or tactics, are most likely to succeed given the choices we have.
And also, I'm also sensitive to the format of this type of a meeting versus the kind of meeting that I need to have, where here are some of the things that I would prefer to talk at a different thing. For example, we talk about all of our sectors. You know, I don't know that it'd be appropriate in this format to talk about which sectors are getting more or less emphasis for various reasons. I don't know that could be appropriate to have in this type of the format, but sure. Let's set that up, okay? Mm-hmm. You tell me how and when. Again, I know we have rules with regard to a quorum and things like that.
If we have an educational session that is not a formal committee meeting, but we all attend, are we subject to...
Anytime you have a quorum.
If you have a subcommittee, I can accommodate that. We can pull our whole team together. People that you don't even know exist. I'd love to put them all together and show you how good we are.
Chair, yeah, I have a suggestion.
I was just going to say, do you have what you would like to say? I mean, we've expressed some of our concerns and things we'd like. I mean, I want it to be, because this is something the committee as a whole is interested in advancing and what we believe our role is here. I mean, we had talked at one point that was part of what we were trying to get our arms around, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a couple thoughts. One is, as chair, you know, I have to take the hit for the communication, because I'm the chair, so I thought everybody was invited. Like the thing at the college, I thought everybody got invited, because there was like 75 people there, and the news media and everything. So I apologize, because I take that hit. The other is, I hear a lot of, we're policy-driven. Except for your broadband resolution, which was great. Yeah, even the other side of the aisle said you did great. So you must have done something right. But other than that, shame on all of us. We have not come up with anything. So, you know, we also have to be collectively work on more of that. Like what Ken just said about the something he said. I apologize. But kind of like we got to come up with the policy that says that, you know, we feel it's most important to, you know, look at shovel-ready sites and have money set aside so that for infrastructure or something like that is a policy that we can drive, and then that goes through the executive zone. But that
helps to know,
right? That, but that being said, unless
here's your policy,
I don't know who wants to be involved, and without everybody here, I don't want to set it up, but. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I know I don't always have the time, but, you know, I'm sure Ken would like to do it. Lynn, if you would like to do it and work out with Ken or Dennis, something that says, okay, this is some of what we're looking for, and then why not, you know, you guys, once you're satisfied, why not make a presentation to the entire legislature? Because at the end of the day, we got to sell the car to the family. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what color we want. We got to sell the car to the family. And I think coming with your backgrounds like that, I think, you know, I know Herb's busy taking pictures of the crane and stuff like that.
Call that.
Yeah, okay.
You have all the plans you want.
Right. So, I mean,
those bridges.
Right. So, if so, you know, Lynn and Ken are interested, or Chris wants to jump on board or whatever, and meet, and then come up with, these are some of the points, and then let's make a presentation. You know, Lord knows we hear enough craziness in there all the time. Why not have a half hour, 45-minute presentation of, hey, everybody, this is where we're going. This is how we're getting there.
The economic development is, next to property taxes, the thing I hear the most about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what, maybe the thinking has always been, well, this is another department, and it's in the committee, and the department, you know, so it has this, how everyone else interacts. But this one is different. It's different because it's so important. When we run for re-election, that's what people want to hear about. And you talk to people in the field, people are hurt, you know, and still, even though you may have more people working, the economy is really hurting people. I see it in my real estate business. I mean, you can't do it. The foreclosures are still running strong. So we need to give this more oomph than other functions of county government. There needs to be more publicity of what we're doing rather than just announcing an individual project. We need to be embraced on the strategy and how we're implementing and be believed in it and be committed to it. And I think, Tom, you're absolutely right. I mean, we... we need to rise to what we're charged with doing and show some leadership.
Okay. Are you guys willing to sit on that? Chris?
I just wanted to say, there was a gentleman by the name of... his last name, Getty Sabakis. And he is known as, he writes these articles in the Times publication as an economic development. And I responded, I thought it was part of the response. I put a letter in the Sarbury Times, and I was told that I just throw him out there and the editor names it for me. He entitled it, We Do More. I basically talked about making some commentary on the observations he had made, and he felt that economic development planning in Ulster County hadn't been fruitful and productive. And then, I recounted a speech that I made for the Ulster County Kiwanis Club where a woman said to me, I kind of let my hair down a little bit, wasn't playing it safe like some politicians might, and boy, when I said, does anybody have any questions? I said some things, whatever, room opened up, and I saw like 25 hands go up in the air out of like 35 people. And one woman said, government doesn't do enough in Ulster County to bring economic development here. And I said, I absolutely agree with you. And anyway, I think like he would be a good player to be involved. He was impressed with my letter, and Will Dennis told me.
And we've talked with Getty over time. He's become, I think, as he's gotten older, he's become much more cynical about that. And I think people in general have become much more cynical about the government's ability to create jobs. So on one hand, they want to blame you for not creating jobs. On the other hand, if you stand up and say, we want to spend money to create jobs, the government doesn't create jobs.
Well, let's convince them to work together.
So if the two of you want to, Ken, you want to be kind of the point person with Dennis, with Lynn, and we'll meet with, remember, Focus Media is going to be here next week for Ways and Means at 5. So that's a good place to, listen and start, and then maybe we can have an earlier meeting in our November meeting.
A lot of the work we work is basic infrastructure. We don't have an economic development much.
We really need it.
So I get that there's maybe a lot of thoughts on how you focus and make sure, but we need a basic. There's not a lot of basic infrastructure, and all that kind of
stuff. Ken, you're right on that, but how that website is structured, how it's navigated, and everything is very important.
Yeah, there's not a lot of work to do.
Well, and see, it goes back to communication that it's not been discussed here, and it's not been updated or. We're given a sense of where we go. So I think we're saying the same things as time.
So let's do that for maybe our November meeting. Maybe we'll look at our November meeting being like the second week in November instead of that first week, gives in a little extra time.
Well, and we're going to have the budget stuff on the heels of
And I'm going to be away a week from Wednesday on, so that would be good to get up and wait.
And really have an in-depth conversation in the second week?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah. And then is that the meeting?
And then let's do it earlier. Let's do it earlier because.
But Herb has a problem earlier.
Tell me when and I'll try.
We meet at 6:30? I mean, and we meet at like 5:30?
So
it just buys you an hour. Buys us an hour.
To clarify, you're going from the 4th to the 11th. 11th is different.
No.
Monday, right? To the 10th. We're doing Monday?
The 11th is Veterans Day.
Right. Okay, so the 10th energy is here.
Is that a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do the one day don't bring the phone? How about Wednesday the 12th?
That's caucus night.
Oh, God.
All right. I have a meeting on Veterans Day.
But let's look at that, or even maybe the following week on a Monday, or something. Yeah.
I have one thing I love that.
Oh, or Tuesday.
Yeah, I think Thursdays
work for everybody.
We have. It wouldn't be the first Thursday, right?
It'd be the 13th.
And then obviously, you'll get a newer legislator.
Yes.
Even if you want to come in and I can figure out how we can get you several hours during the day, this planning staff, the events of the staff, really, it seems like you really want, you're absorbing a lot of, and you want to have one of those sessions too, just one-on-one.
That's right.
Well, and I want it to be productive. If we're going to do it, let's try to do a joint thing and, I appreciate that. I'm sensitive to everybody's time. And so,
my problem is that
I
don't have a problem, but I'm saying, why don't we try and coordinate so that, you guys are running through with three of us versus one of us.
And we'll have our meeting the 13th, which is a Thursday at 5:30.
Thursday, 5:30?
Yes.
We'll do the presentation at 5:30 and our meeting is 6:30. Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate the time
that you
didn't talk about this, so thank you.
Very, very important to all of us. Never personal. It's always business.
Feedback on, this is the current policy. You could go and take a look and notice how we think it's, there's been a lot of nuance to that. There's been a lot of work done over the last couple of years.
But I think it's helping to I know you guys work hard, and I know that I really do believe it's just about helping to link up everything. When you're coming in new and you're trying to absorb everything, I saw that, I read it, but where is that and where are we at today? And I think that's a good conversation.
And when I made my statement before about saying I agree with that only at the Kiwanis Club about government doesn't do enough, I didn't mean county government, I mean local government. I think local government needs to really be integrated into the mix more. No, but my point is, we have vast empty stretches of the county, like Canyon Highway, where there was some money put in and it's still empty, obviously sophistication and idea generation from local municipal officials more than what we put forth now, and integration of that with the county and with the
there are some municipal officials that are very, very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I tell you, the fact of the matter is, by partnering, particularly at the county level, I work hand in hand with my own local official. I know some of those things, but if there's opportunities, we should be leveraging the resources of the legislators with local government, mm-hmm. so that we're creating the connections and helping to look for opportunities. So.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Second. Discussion?
This is
going to
be a
15 minutes. It is.
Thank you.